Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during the supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. When he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him, he came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus answered,
"You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
"You will never wash my feet."
"Unless I wash you, you have no share with me."
"Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
"One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you."
For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them,
"Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Judeans, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated.
The first time I remember being part of a foot washing was in church around 10 years ago. The pastor sat down and offered to wash everybody's feet. Back then, this was common practice, and it was meant to symbolize the servant leadership of clergy. I did go up and get my feet washed, but not without hesitating. I had a little bit of a bone to pick with the pastor, and I was uncomfortable letting them have my feet. What got me out of my seat eventually was that they were going to have to put up with me and my somewhat dirty feet. That's what servant leadership demanded, after all. So be it, I said, let them wash my feet. So the pastor washed my feet, no problem. And afterwards, I sat down in relative peace. They had gone ahead and accepted my own weird-looking feet, and implicitly, all the rest of me at the same time. Without feeling avenged of my problem with authority, teenage mindset angst, I felt affirmed, even accepted among other children of God getting their feet wet too. The John Gospel from today is the only one where Jesus mandates the disciples specifically to love one another. In the other Gospels, it's love your neighbor, or love as I have loved you. But in this one, there's a hard mandate to serve one another. With clean feet or dirty feet, they all get washed. All the disciples in this story, even Judas, get their feet washed. This includes an overreactive Peter. Peter doesn't quite understand the deep act of service Jesus performs at the time. It's an act so bold that it echoes the Lord's offering to baptize. But John's Peter, the Peter in the Gospel of John, didn't quite get the mandate on Monday, Thursday. By the way, Monday, Thursday is sometimes literally translated mandate Thursday, so we're focusing on God's mandate in this gospel and trying to figure out how a mandate can be freeing. So, Peter doesn't want to have his feet washed. Disciple has to serve the master, he thinks. If he wanted to be good, then he'd be washing the Lord's feet, right? But no. The Lord turns this one around and says he's got to wash Peter's feet instead. But Peter still didn't grasp the magnitude of the message, and he thinks he needs his whole body washed. And the Lord explains patiently that this is precisely because Jesus is there with him then that this act of foot washing takes on its meaning. Jesus is showing the disciples which kingdom to trust in and to live and love towards God, not only for God's sake, but for theirs. Not one of those disciples tried to defend Jesus or save him from the cross. They weren't innocent. But I wonder if they weren't meant at this particular time, perhaps, to wait patiently for a moment like this instead of trying to defend Jesus then, to share a message of peace with one another, and eventually to live that message in more places too. Before Jesus went through his act of love, dying and rising on our behalf, the Lord Jesus was seen washing their feet. Taking their feet in hand, he reminded them that day that they, scarred by reality, remain beautiful creatures made of God's innermost self. Jesus modeled creation operating at its best by harmonizing in service of creation, working for creation. With the knowledge that we've not been forgotten by God, what remains is only to ask, what's next? We'll celebrate Jesus rising from the grave in a few days. But in the meantime, the time in between celebrations when things are a little less clear, there's always peace to be found in the simple and sooty service of God's creation, reaching beyond our anxieties with feet just as beautiful as your neighbor's. Eventually, even Peter walked around with clean feet, clean enough to be called the rock of the church. When we're pulled in many directions, God's mandate actually comes as a relief, like Peter seemed to need at the time. We have a mandate worth paying attention to, so it's not simply another thing to try, but of course a life to be remembered. It's like God speaking peace into the murk and offering a humble seed of solace with a small word of pithy advice. Look, Jesus seems to be saying, try the feet, their feet, your feet. You're all good enough to go washing and to be washed. When you can't make up from down, try to remember Jesus and that you are washed and the world needs you. Thanks be to God.